Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the former Government Minister Eamon O'Queeve and Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West has announced he will stand down from politics at the next general election. Eamon O'Queeve has been at the heart of Irish politics for 35 years, serving at different times as Deputy Leader of the Fianna Fáil Party, Minister for Social Protection, Minister for Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs, among other roles. And Deputy Eamon O'Queeve joins me in studio this evening. Thanks very much for coming in, Gairmila Margot, for joining us here on Drive Time this evening. Was it a hard decision?
Yeah, very hard decision. I love what I'm doing, but it is 7 days a week. It does mean being away from home an awful lot, because I live, not only do I live a long way from Dublin, I live 250 kilometres from Dublin, but I also live 60 kilometres away from my constituency office in Galway City, because I live right up at the Mayo border. So that means an awful lot of time away from home.
You're talking about your beloved Corrinamona. Do you think people underestimate that sometimes, I suppose, how different it is for a remote TD, a West of Ireland TD?
Oh, well, yes. And I'm in a constituency where the big concentration of population's in the city. All of the other TDs are concentrated in or very near the city, within 5 miles of the city. So I was the odd one out, being so far away in such a depopulated area, because I had Mayo to the north, Mayo to the east, the lake to the south, and I had a little bit to the west. So I 2,000 of my electorate were within 20 miles, old-fashioned miles of my house. And, you know, that did mean a lot of travel, a lot of time away from home. And I think it's time to balance it up now after 35 years.
You've had enough of us.
Well, not enough of it. If you could do it in 5 days, 8 hour days, I'd certainly keep going.
Okay.
I said to somebody today, if it was a Dublin TD, I'd be back in again for another round.
Well, what about Donegal TD? Your party, fellow party man, Pat the Cope Gallagher, he's coming back in his mid 70s as well, or looking for a nomination in Donegal. He's ready to give it another go.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You decided let him go.
And I'm great friends with Pat the Cope, and I wish him all the best in his endeavours. And he's taking a rest and he's ready to go again. And please God, no, he'll be successful.
You had glowing praise from Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil leader, and Tánaiste, that he said you're one of the most conscientious and dedicated politicians he's ever worked with. But you haven't always been the best of friends. You'd be seen as his chief critic over the years as well. You challenged him for the leadership in Fianna Fáil unsuccessfully. You were his deputy leader. There's been a lot of disagreements.
Well, no, I didn't challenge him for the leadership. That would be that he was leader and I challenged him. Four of us went for the leadership at the time.
Forgive my turn of phrase. You went for the party leadership
After Brian Cowan, as did Brian Lenihan and Mary Hanafin. And we were all friends, but each one thought we had something to offer. And Micheál won that contest. There's no question or doubt about that. I have views and things, and there's no question about that. But I have worked within the party very happily. I abide by the rules. And if I'm not in a majority position, I accept that. For example, I wasn't in favour of the present coalition. That's well known.
Yes.
But when the decision was taken, I just knuckled down to work. I've been very constructive in the parliamentary party. And I've looking at comments by colleagues that were sent to me today about, work that I did and suggestions I made. And it was, if I might say so, if I continue reading them, I might get a bit of a swell to it.
You were against the coalition, obviously, between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are supporting each other in government, the current coalition of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. What do you think of it now as they're heading into another election?
Well, certainly living where I live, I want to protect nature, but I think we're doing it the wrong way. And I wouldn't agree with the Greens way of doing business. And I think that's well known. I live in probably one of the most scenic, beautiful and ecologically diverse areas in the country. But what we're doing and the way we're handling people on the ground is not fair. And we're depriving them of basic infrastructure, water, roads, piers, all these things. And we've got a major challenge on that front. In relation to, I would take a big view on the whole issue of this coalition question. And that was that most countries have a social democratic and a Christian democratic party. It's nothing to do in Ireland, in my view, with the Civil War. I wasn't brought up with the Civil War being a big issue. But what I would have seen us as the more on the social democratic side than the Christian democratic side of those traditional divides in country. And you have it in America, you have it in England. So that's the debate. And my view is, if we joined up with Fine Gael, where was the other side your balancing side in politics in Ireland.
So should Fianna Fáil do business with Fine Gael in and the Greens, perhaps, in the next government?
Well, I suppose the way Irish politics has gone, we'll have to wait to see what the result of the next election is.
Should Fianna Fáil do business with Sinn Féin in a coalition after the next election?
I think
you said it before.
Yes, of course. They should look, and I think in reality, that's what most parties in the Dáil will do after the next election and see where the most compatible party is. And my view on that's well known and I'm well in the record.
You can see it happening, can you? That soon?
Well, I'll put it this way to you. I've seen so many things happen in politics that everybody said was impossible. I'd never say never.
You said Fianna Fáil was facing an existential crisis in 2020. If they were to go into business with Sinn Féin, what does that mean? Because you also expressed concern previously that Sinn Féin had stolen Fianna Fáil's Republican clothes.
Well, it's because of this, what I'm calling social democratic and Christian democratic, as well as the whole question of the primary aim of Fianna Fáil, which is the reunification of Ireland as a democratic republic. And I think we need to put that in context because I've done a lot of work on this. If the British were to decide that Westminster was no longer going to have any role day to day in Irish politics, it would be up to the people of this island to decide. Now, whether we would decide on two assemblies with an overarching assembly, they're all mechanics we'd have to work out. But the fundamental thing is, as far as I'm concerned, it's up to the people on this island, north, south, east, west, in whatever formation we agree amongst ourselves, but exclusively amongst ourselves, as I think it was the Downing Street Declaration talked about, without outside interference. It's what we decide should run. That's the writ that should run on this island, in my view, and I'm steadfast in that. But within that, I'm very flexible as to how you'd actually work this out.
We know we hear Sinn Féin calling for that border poll. Do you see that push for unity at all from within the Fianna Fáil party from your colleagues right now?
Well, obviously, lots of things have happened in the recent past and in the last 20 years. And I have built up contacts in both the very Republican side in the north and also in relation to the DUP and other unionist parties. And what I believe is that there has been a huge seismic shift in people's attitude within the north to each other and within the north to the south, particularly amongst the unionist community. I think the Shared Ireland Fund is a very good idea. I think it's very positive. I remember giving money way back in the day myself out of Exchequer funds to Irish language projects in the north. I think that things are progressing, but I do think we need to plan more, definitely, and plan positively. What will this new Ireland? Because I believe it's an inevitability and we need to get ahead of it and have it planned rather than it catching up on us.
It's an inevitability, you say. Will you see it in your lifetime?
Oh, I don't know how long my life is. So look, people are always saying in my office, will I get this? What time frame? Whatever. And I say, look, we'll do the best work. We'll do it in the most constructive way possible and you'll get the best result. When or how that'll happen, I don't know.
You're one of a small number in Fianna Fáil not running in the next election, or that we know of so far, whereas there's quite a large number in terms of politicians in Fine Gael so far deciding not to run again. They talk about a toxicity in politics in recent years, the online abuse. There's some very threatening attacks that we've seen on or threatening remarks made against politicians and in recent times as well. Have you experienced any of that, or what would you say has been the most noticeable change in terms of the public discourse and how people view their politicians recently?
Well, first of all, I think there's only two of us so far in Fianna Fáil declared we're not running, but that's Sean Haughey and myself.
Yes.
Coincidentally, we both got elected to the Seanad at the same election. And we both got elected to the Dáil at the same election and we will leave the Dáil at the same election.
Will there be anyone else with you?
And what's interesting about it is when you look at our mothers' names, it was Lamass and De Valera. Mm-hmm. So there's certain unintended synergy in all of this that is kind of amusing. But to ask about the toxicity, I have to say, and I live a very open public life. I go all over the place. I walk everywhere around Galway. I do clinics that are absolutely open to people to come to meet people all over the place. You go into petrol stations or whatever. I don't find that toxicity in reality. I don't particularly troll the social media to find what they're saying. What I find is ordinary, decent people are no change from what they were, and they're lovely and they're very helpful. And if you help them, they really will work with you to try get that assistance.
A lot of the negative commentary is related to an ongoing issue we were talking about earlier on in terms of what we've seen in Coolock and these protests over the housing of international protection applicants. It's happening all over the country. And you were quick to condemn the alleged arson attack on Ross Lake House Hotel in Roscahel in your own area last year, and the comments from some local Fianna Fáil councillors in your area that said, well, that we needed to stop welcoming refugees or asylum seekers, that there was no room at the inn. You're quick to point out you feel we should continue to welcome people.
Well, obviously there's a process, and people come here seeking asylum have to go through a process and qualify, and otherwise they're not eligible to be here. And there's definitely reform needed, and this is coming in the speed of the process and so on. But basically we must remain open to people seeking refuge in our country. And that can be quite a complex process as to who's eligible. In relation to what happened in Roscahel, I believe if people are opposed, they should stick to democratic means. And I particularly believe as a politician that if I don't agree with something, I should always stick to democratic means, because otherwise you'd get a state of anarchy. And anarchy serves nobody. Somebody sent me one day on a sheet of paper an old saying, and it stuck in my mind, and it's very simple. It's easy to gather a crowd to break windows, much harder to gather them to mend them again.
Are you concerned about this rise in right-wing elements or thinking? Do you think we'll see a right-wing TD elected to Dáil Éireann anytime soon?
Well, what I found is that we saw what were fairly strident voices from the so-called left at the time coming into the Dáil, and they suddenly realised that Dáil deputies, in the vast, vast, vast majority, are decent, hardworking people who care about the people that they are elected to serve. And they suddenly realise that working with them is better than working against them. I don't know. It depends what you define as far right. I treat everybody as a human. I've seen people labelled in the past. It's well known that I've worked with prisoners and so on. My belief is the answer always is dialogue with people, even with people who are vehemently opposed to you. And the challenge often is to get them to dialogue with you, to get them into the room with you so that you can have that dialogue. I hope we can establish a better dialogue with those who feel that they're being dislocated. And I think that is a sense in the more deprived areas. And that poses another challenge that maybe we're ignoring in this debate. And that is that there are some, and all the statistics point to this, there are some very deprived areas, mainly urban areas in our country, and they do genuinely lack services, and we should do something about that.
I'm almost out of time, Eamon O'Queeve, but you mentioned your grandfather, Eamon de Valera, former president. There's a lot of talk about Micheál Martin or Bertie Ahern maybe running for the Áras. Have you plans for that?
No, I'll leave it to the two to fight it out. I'm not getting involved in that one.
You're bowing out of politics, full stop.
Oh yeah, well, that's my intention, yeah.
Well, we wish you well.
But I will not bow out of working very hard for all of the causes, particularly on the peace issue. I do a lot of work behind the scenes, and I am not bowing out of my interest in public affairs.
Well, we wish you well in your retirement. Michael Corcoran, our sports reporter, asked you the most important question, though. Have you a ticket for the match on Sunday, and will Galway beat Armagh?
Well, I hope Galway beat Armagh. Obviously, going to the match, I think I have a ticket or two tickets. I can't go on my own because my
any
wife
to spare.
Do you want to share your ticket with this Armagh girl? I will totally go for it. Good talk to you.
My wife is the Galway woman, and she's bringing me along to this match.
Very good. Eamon O'Queeve, we wish you well in your retirement. Thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time.
Thanks very much.